Call the budget hearing to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number three, open meeting, notification, members of the Board of Presidents, media has been notified. Item number four, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 29th, 2022, annual budget hearing, special town meeting, and special town board meeting.
That sounds familiar. So I will move to approve the minutes as drafted.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 29th, 2022, annual budget hearing, special town meeting, special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Get on to item number six, presentation of the proposed 2024 budget. There were copies of them in the back. I'll start with the revenues. General levy proposed, 2024, $785,873. Additional debt service, that's for the fire station, $462,554. Other taxes, MFL, PFC, $21,000. MFL is managed forest land. Intergovernmental revenue, $524,187. License and permits, $18,055. Charges for services, $100. Interest and other revenue, $15,500. Transfer station fees, $50,000. Surplus applied, zero. For a total of budget for 2024 of $1,877,261. We'll go on to expenditures. General government, $343,194. Public safety, $179,500. General transportation, $478,516. Transfer station, $85,449. Zoning, $47,282. Conservation development, $47,200. Subsidies, airport, library, cemetery, $41,445. Insurance benefits, $192,129. Debt service, $462,546. Capital outlay, zero, for a total expenditures of $1,877,261. Are there any questions? Yes, sir. And state your name.
Well, Harry Munson.
Yeah.
Two questions. In the revenue portion, what's the significant difference in the other taxes? What's the anticipated change?
Other taxes.
MFL, PFC, it's, you know, it jumps quite a bit, just wondering.
We had looked at past years, and we were budgeting the $5,500, and we're finding that it was averaging up higher, so we estimated a little higher.
Okay. And the second question, the debt service, is that the payment for the fire station?
Correct.
Is that all interest?
No, it shouldn't be. There should be some principal in there also.
Why would that not be carried into the capital outlay?
Good question.
Because that's usually where we put, if we're spending reserve.
Yeah.
We're not...
But it's a capital expenditure, is it not?
It's still capital expenditure.
Typically, here, they've used that line if they're going to take $200 out of our reserve fund to buy a piece of equipment. Capital outlay, equipment and something else is what we've used that before, so it's just, I don't know. That's how the town has done it. When you use that surplus applied or capital outlay, in the past, it's been because we're using a reserve fund to balance.
It would be going towards an item, a fire truck, a dump truck, something that's a capital investment. Now, in the past, we didn't have the firehouse, so I don't understand why that would be separated out, wouldn't be separated out, to show interest as the debt service, and so we could accurately see how much is interest and how much is principal.
We can do that.
I don't even know if we have that, because we just have the payout.
Yeah.
I mean, it would seem that that would be part of an amortization schedule as part of the loan.
We can look into that. You won't have those numbers or figures exact right now, but we can look into that, and I can put it on a future agenda to get that to you.
Okay.
Yes.
My name's Rick Latch. I'm looking at the detailed budget, and it has the entire $462,545 shown as interest payment on the loan.
It's just a chart of accounts number that we assigned so we could know what was being paid. And so last year it was just the, or this year it was just the interest. It's just a naming of the chart of account.
We'll clarify it. Yes, sir. Your name?
So the levy is going up approximately.
Can we get your name?
Steve Bundle.
Okay, thanks.
The levy for the town.
I'm supposed to be in the meeting. No, you're good.
All right. The levy for the town is going up approximately $52 per 100,000.
Yes.
And that money will be paying the debt.
Correct.
And really the debt is on the new fire station.
Correct.
So this is our cost to have a new fire station, which also houses the rescue squad.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to clarify.
Yep. Yes, sir. No. Or man, I thought that was his arm. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Is it the town is taxing to its levy limit allowable by law?
Yes.
Yeah. So if the town were to want to spend any additional funds, you would need to go to referendum for that.
Well, yeah, we'd need to go to referendum. And I know what you might be asking about is in terms of these license payments. The board has the ability to transfer funds within its budget to fund or pay for certain things.
And you had a conversation about that as a board, about where you would take money from?
During our budget workshops, you know, we had talked, a lion's share of one line item in here is the road budget for the new construction. I did have the opportunity to talk to the Towns Association yesterday, And they did tell me that the board has the ability to borrow money also on 10-year promissory note without having to go to referendum. So there are other alternatives, options that the board has. I see another. Yes, sir.
Don Tingwell?
No, right front one here. Steve.
Steve Clayton, Lack of Flambo. Two questions. First of all, why was it decided that there should be no augmentation to staff salaries in a year where the inflation rate is 3.57%, which of course leaves your staff with 3.7% less borrowing, or less buying power this year? That's question number one. Question number two, my estimate on the easement payments for 2024, if the current pattern stays in place, is $564,000, of which the town may have 50% on that. I'd like to know if that has been something that you considered putting in as a budget line item, and also if you can forecast how many more years you can afford to do this on whatever base you're taking it from, which I think is largely from the transportation budget. Those are my two questions.
Well, the percentage in wage increase, last year we gave a 7%. So there was an increase of 3% in inflation. So the board felt, well, we covered that last year with giving a 7% this year. In terms of the monthly payments, use what we have in reserve. We can use what we have out of transportation, but that again will have to be a board decision. I don't know if either one of you want to have any other comment on that.
Not at this time, no.
Any others? Yeah, oh, Don, yeah.
Don Tingwell, note that the assessed valuation of the township has gone down by $20 million. That's correct?
Correct.
And I can assume, and maybe just you clarify the fact that it's gone down by that $20 million because of the barricade issue and because of native lands or town lands being owned by natives no longer are taxed?
Yes, those are two issues that contributed to it. Also, our assessor, when we had our board of review, had pointed out that his assessment role is, what was it, 70% from 100? He's not at full assessment. So, you know, this assessed value is partially because his assessments aren't keeping up with it. He's trying to, but we may wind up, going into a reevaluation of the town here at some point.
Okay, follow up to that also. Have we considered applying for any of the funds that's available through the state of Wisconsin for loss of revenue because of the lands that were lost to taxation from the natives that no longer pay taxes? There was some money put aside.
I've had conversations with a couple of the elected state officials to see, you know, what is out there, what's available, and what avenues we need to take. So, any others? Yes.
Barry Clinton, would you reconsider the basically cost of living raises for the staff, especially in light of the challenges that we have in the town? And our staff are really in the forefront of the public. It's not an easy job. Last year's inflation rate was 7%, so really it's still a reduction. And it's not that much money, so I'm hoping that you would reconsider to find a way to continue that increase.
We can take it into consideration. I'll bring it up with the board. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Steve Bunda again. Back to the equalized value. If we're at 70% of what the state has set their number at, it is 100%. So the state sets the equalized value based on their algorithms of all other townships. We do have a special circumstance here where some properties went down to 25% of their value, And who's knows, you know, how do you know how that's going to affect other properties and other roads and other issues in the future? But the town, I believe, has a chance to appeal that to the state, to take that number down rather than bring all of our assessed values up. So I believe you have until August, a certain date in August.
Yeah.
And could you please maybe do that?
I'll check in with Paul Carlson to see when it may be done.
Mary Pacine again. Do we know the amount, I don't know if you want, if it's quoted in equalized value or fair market value, the properties owned by Native Americans on the reservation that have been removed from the tax roll? Is it like a million, 10 million, what is it?
I would hate to say, I don't know the, without saying an exact figure, you know, but we can get that figure.
I think we should, because I think there's a lot of rumors out there about that and on how much of an impact or not it has on our tax bill, and people should just know.
Any others? Seeing none, we'll adjourn the budget hearing portion of the meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.